Come on and give the Lord some more praise as you do it today. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We give honor to God first. He's the head of all our lives. His great son, Jesus. First lady always likes to say, without him we can do nothing. And also to the Holy Ghost, which is the teacher. I also want to extend some honor to senior pastor of this ministry. Took time many years ago to teach me. What he didn't give me all the answers. What he did was he taught me how to. And I'll be grateful for that. Also want to thank that man there. God hooked us up a long time ago. We've been, I guess you could say, like almost like traveling the road together. Funny, God talked to the both of us one time. We were doing a barbecue, and the only way we could say it was an angel of the Lord came and began to speak to both of us and told us to get ready. God's been moving ever since. Also want to recognize the First Lady of the Church. Great woman of God. Encouragement. I call her Kermit the Frog. She's all, you know how Kermit comes on tomorrow. Tonight we got some on this is what I She keeps it moving. Well, I told her to her face. And Pastor Arnese McTier. You don't know a lot of things that when I first started here, I got started because she was doing something and I wanted to be a part of it. So come on and give God praise for all this. We started something a couple of Wednesdays ago, and we're going to continue with that. We just celebrated life this morning. Unfortunately, there's also another part of it that was not intended to be in it, but we're going to find out. In these last days, God said that he would make the mysteries known unto us so that we might know things and have the answer to things so that we could have an understanding. Pastor always says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Understand what? The Word of God. That is what we have to understand, because in the Word of God are all the answers. Bible does not contradict itself, as some might say. It is the truth. But you have to sit there and wait and receive the truth as God gives. Man's always in a hurry. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says. Now, so we're going to start at Romans. We started there last time. We're going to start there this time. Romans, the 5th chapter and the 12th verse. Last time I started, we was talking about overcoming an enemy. How that you have to have a strategy in order to overcome it. I use a football term, you know, talking about a 4-3 defense and how it's changed where now it just, you don't get attacked from the front of the line. Now you get attacked from the, what it's called a zone blitz, where the linemen will drop back into coverage and the linebackers will blitz. Or the safeties will blitz. So in other words, you don't know where the attack is coming from. Okay? A lot of folks don't know where the attack is coming from. But this is where we're going to start. It says first, Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. In other words, that's where death came from. Death came from because man aberrated from prescribed law. In other words, God gave him an instruction. God told him to subdue the earth and reproduce. Do not touch and do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He could eat of the tree of life, but he chose not to. He chose to disobey God. And when he did, sin entered into a world where there was no sin, and by that, death came in. So what does that mean? That means death is not a dude with a hood on and a sickle in his hand, roaming around, taking folks out. That means death is not a spirit. It's not a spirit. When you look at God, God says he is a spirit, or he is spirit. The translation is he is spirit. He is the personification of everything that is spiritual. And nothing comes into existence, whether it's spiritual or physical, without him having a part in it. Therefore, this death did not come in because of God. God is opposite of death. And I used to wonder, why would God create something? Why would God create an opposite? Well, he didn't do it. Here it is right here. Wherefore, as by one man, one human being, sin entered into the world, and by that means of sin, death. So death passed upon or unto or into all human beings because of the man's sin. That's where death comes from. Okay? And as we looked at it Wednesday night, if you go to, we're not going to go to it now, write this down. Romans, the first chapter, starting at the 18th verse, all the way to the 32nd verse, will give you the attributes of this death. Okay? Because this death has a nature to it. We call it the old nature or the flesh. Okay? Sin talks about an attitude or a mindset that is against God. So this mindset, which was not in the world at first, now comes into the world because this man did what he did, and it passed under all men because he was the representation of him. He was the first man. So everything that was in him was passed down. Just like those who are fathers, you got sons that look like you, you pass your looks down to your son. This man passed death down to all human beings. Everybody wants to talk about how powerful Lucifer is. He don't have nothing on this man. He don't have nothing on this guy. This man is the one that passed down prejudice. He passed down hatred. He passed down murder. He passed down all of these things. You see all of these things going on, people just shooting people at random. It came forth because the man separated himself from God. Amen. Now let's explain who God is. God describes himself as Zoe life. That means life in all manifestation. From the spirit all the way down to the lowest microbe. All life comes forth from God. So now the man was connected to God. He walked with God in the cool of the day. He had authority. God gave him authority. He named all the animals. That's why the animals had fear for him. And they still do not, because of God. He had control over all things. But yet he wanted to get away from God, and he found a way out. And when he did, he passed that way out unto us. In other words, now we have mental diseases. We have physical diseases. All of these things because he separated himself from the light, which is God. Come on, give God some praise. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed where there was no law. In other words, there was no penalty. It was in the world. Death roamed over the world. It took control over everything, but there was no penalty phase to it because there was no law. 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. What that means is death reigned over innocent people. It reigned over innocent babies. That's why babies die before their time. That's why people who may not have all their mental faculty, they die before their time. Why? Because this is what the man set into motion. He set it in motion on purpose. Now, he didn't know all the result of what he was setting in motion. But he set it in motion because he wanted to get away from God. He created a hatred for God and the things of God. That's why a lot of folks say, well, you know, I don't want to have no church. That's in them. That's in us. That's in us. That's why God had to work on us through his word. In other words, nobody got saved the first time they heard the word of God. So I'm saying that this morning. God had to work on us. Why? Because we had attitudes and things built up in us, and God had to continually prove that he loved us in order to convince us to come over to his side. Yet he's still doing it. He's still doing it today. Even though man is just doing everything he can to destroy himself. You had that man out there in Las Vegas shooting everybody. Everybody thinking about, well, there's got to be a reason. No, it was, death was in the man. That's what he wanted to do. And so that's what he carried out. He planned it out and carried it out. It was not an accident. It was not an aberration. He thought about what he did and he carried it out. That is in man. That is what was produced when Adam separated himself from God.
Man.
So death reigned over everything from Adam until Moses. Why? Because when Moses came, God gave the law. God gave the instructions on how to get out, if you will. How to please him so that death wouldn't reign. Once again, it reigned over those even though they hadn't sinned. Who was the figure of him that was to come. In other words, Adam was the first man. Jesus is that second man. That's why it was important for Jesus to come down here to undo the works of what the first man did. He said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, when we think about devil, a lot of times we think about some spirit all the time. No, when God talks about it, he's talking about a class of individuals. Anybody that steps outside of God's arc of authority is called devilish. Prove it. What did he call? What did he tell Peter? Who do men say that I am? Peter answered, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said, Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Then he began to tell Peter and the others about his plan, how he had to come down here, he had to suffer, and he had to die. Peter then all of a sudden gets, because he didn't get the answer, he didn't got proud. Now all of a sudden he tells God, this ain't so. Right. Not so, Lord.
Right.
Jesus tells him, get thee behind me, Satan. He called Peter Satan.
Right.
And he gave the reason. That's why it's important for you when you study, you have to study all of the Word of God. A lot of preachers get up and we want to cut here and cut there. Why? To make ourselves sound good. And I'm telling you, instead of giving you the truth, he said the reason why that I told you this, Peter, is because you are thinking the thing or saying the things of a man and not the things of God. When you go outside of the things of God, God can call us devil.
Come on.
Or devilish.
Come on.
Or Satan, which means adversary. He became an adversary to the things of God. Now, but see, God did not leave us in this state. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why in that 14th verse again it says, who was the figure of him that was to come? Adam the first man, Jesus the second man. And God began to put in the plan, his plan to overcome this. 15th verse it says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. In other words, it's not accounting. A lot of folks like to think of, when they talk about God and the forces of evil, like there's a counter, like there's an equality. There is no equality with God.
Amen.
Folks like to get up and talk about the devil. The devil don't deserve to be mentioned in the same breath as we mention our Father, who is greater, more powerful than anything or anything ever created. The reason why folks talk about the devil so much is because you don't break the words down.
Yep.
Right.
Two words for the word devil. Now I know I'm going to get a little heavy here. We're going to try to lighten it up. Yeah. Two words. One is slander or accuser. That's talking about the man Adam.
Right.
The other is demon. When you don't separate the two, you put the two together, now you've got a super creature. So we got this devil who can get into everything, he can do everything, he can make everybody sick, he can touch everybody's lives, we can rebuke him, he keeps coming back. No, he does not come back. What comes back is what's there in the first place, that ain't never left, and we're talking about that nature, that old nature, that flesh nature. That nature hates God. What do you mean? I've been a pastor here for a few years, and I'm glad to be able to share the word of God with you, but there's some times where something inside, you're like, nah, you don't feel like doing that. You don't feel like doing that today. You know, supposed to pray, I don't feel like praying. Who's that? That's the old nature. That's the old man. Because he's in there.
Come on now.
And he is against God. That's why the Bible says it's the flesh against the spirit. Yes. And the spirit against the flesh. Yeah. My humanity. The two don't get along. Right. It's just like when Adam sinned, God put coats upon him and the woman, showing that he forgave it. Do you know that the man never spoke to his creator from that point on? Right. Lucifer came back and spoke to God. The man did not. That's why there is hatred between the two. Hatred, that inborn hatred. And not only does that hatred towards God, if it goes toward God, it can go to anybody in this room. It can go to anybody in this room. That's why you got cultures separating each other, races separating them, because of what the man did. It's inborn. It's inborn. That's why you got depression. Depression comes from the inside, don't come from the outside. These things are inborn in the man. The sin nature carries all of that in it. But once again, Jesus did not leave us that way. He said, not as the offense, so is the free gift. God gave us a free gift. Amen. It says, so through the offense of one, the many die. In other words, we die. When Adam sinned, he cut himself off from God. Okay? He cut himself off from Zoe life. It's just like a mother with a child in her body. If something happens to the umbilical cord, the child can either die in the womb, or if he comes forth, with challenges. Right. Okay? The man cut himself off from God, so now that we're born with challenges. We have to overcome those challenges. But Jesus didn't leave us alone. He gave us a free gift so that much more of the grace of God and the gift of God, talking about apostolic grace, which came by the apostles, God gave them the word, which came by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded to many. So in other words, the man Adam created death, but Jesus Christ came and he's given us life.
Amen.
He's given us a sound mind. He's given us healthy bodies. We can go to him and get healing for our bodies. Amen. So that's greater than what the man did. Even though that was terrible, God has made it so that we now have the gift of God, the grace of God. In other words, we couldn't earn the favor. We were condemned already because of what the man did. But God in his mercy sent Jesus down here. When we accept him, now we have pardon for what we've done. Actually, for what the man done. See, we was condemned to death for what the man did. That's what I mean is this. It doesn't matter how good you are, how nice you are, how kind you are, we're all condemned unto death because of the man Adam's sin. His sin alone is enough to condemn us. All are in death. All are outside of God. But now, once again, much more the grace of God and the gift of God by one Jesus Christ who overcame. See, Jesus came down here and he overcame the old nature.
Hi.
He received the old nature from his mother, Mary. That's who he received it from. She was born into sin just like everybody else. God decided to use her anyway. He used her, but he had to overcome that. So now he can tell us to overcome. In other words, God is not going to tell us to do anything that he didn't do first. We overcome ourselves by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's what God is talking about we have to overcome. You have to overcome that man in the mirror.
Amen.
That's who you have to overcome. All of those things talked about over there in Galatians, the works of the flesh, that's what we have to overcome. Now, 16, and not as if by one that sinned in Adam as representative, so is the gift. For the judgment was to one by one to condemnation. Once again, Adam messed up and it messed us up. Simply put, Adam messed up, it messed us up. But Jesus Christ's gift is so great, not only does it cover what Adam did, it covers what I do. Because let me tell you something, ain't nobody in here perfect. I don't care how many titles you got behind your name, in front of your name, you can be bishop, pastor, evangelist, so-and-so. You still got to overcome just like everybody else does. We're all on the same level. Jesus had to save us all. Okay? He had to save us all. All sin in Adam. Because Adam was our representative. So all had to receive grace. Unmerited favor. We couldn't do anything to earn the favor. Yeah. God knew that. We can't do anything to get out of the trap. God knew that. So he sent his son to get us out of the trap. Man. And not only, once again, does it cover what Adam did, who condemned us to death, it covers what I do. Because I can mess up.
Yeah.
I can mess up.
Amen.
God will talk to you. It don't make no difference who you are.
Right.
God knows your name. The problem is you got to respond to it when God talks to you.
Right.
I told the story before, and I'll tell it again. I was 9 years old, and I had one of the nastiest mouths you ever want to hear. I could throw it out there. I could. We were down in this lady's house. She had some chocolate-covered pretzels. She was going to sell them. We got to open, me and my friends got to open those things up and got to throwing them at each other. And those things were stinging as we hit them. We were just saying all kinds of cuss words. And we got through, the lady came down and said, y'all clean this mess up. So we cleaned the mess up. And my little brother was down there with me. He was 6 at the time. I was 9. Cleaned the stuff up. It was time to go home. I was having my little brother and we were going home. And all of a sudden, I heard the Lord say, you don't have to do that. He said it again. So he made sure that I knew who was talking. And I knew what he was talking about. In other words, God will clearly talk to you. It don't make no difference. Why? Because we're all his creation. It don't make no difference what color you are, what culture you are. God is your creator, and he loves you, and he died for you. Therefore, he will come to you in and out. The thing is, you got to be ready, because a lot of times when the voice comes and he begins to talk, man, I ain't trying to hear that. That's what folks said. They ain't trying to hear what God's saying. So they continue on the path. And the path leads to destruction. Not only of yourself, but other people. That's why that guy in Las Vegas did what he did. You got all these other freaks. Your folks on 94 just riding up and down the road shooting folks.
Right,
because they want to do it. Nothing's possessing them. They possess with themselves. You know, demon. They want to kill, so that's what they do. Once again, God has given us the victory. But going back to the story, God told me twice, he said, you don't have to do that. From that point on, I kept my mouth off the cussing. Did nobody have to tell me cussing was bad anymore, right? Because my creator told me it was bad. He showed me grace before I even know what grace was. So, once again, 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is for many offenses unto justification. God has made us justified. He's freed up from the claims. We're no longer sinners saved by grace. We're freed from the claims. But there's the opportunity. Whatsoever you, if you lead, whatever master that you yield to, that's your master. Nobody serves it. Everybody know better. We're too sophisticated for that. Serve the devil. Except them folks are talking about we Satanists. But we serve ourselves. That's the thing. You'll serve yourself. Another way, I'll give you a good example. Man, you know, hey, let me hurry up with this sermon. Lion's coming on. We get to thinking more about the lions than the word of God that's representing life. That game been 100 games. Or somebody think about they greens on the stove. Or they roasting the oven. When the word of God is going for you, your roast will be alright. That's the old man trying to distract you so that you don't hear the words of life. God is trying to give us a treatment, and he wants the treatment to be successful. But you got to yield to the treatment. The treatment is the word of God. So God is justified. He said, 17, for if one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. The man condemned us to death, but Jesus came to give us life, and we have not only this life that's down here, but we have eternal life.
Amen.
We have eternal life now. The eternal one is living in us. So we're not subject to, that's why I'm not worried about debt. Now I'm not, you know, trying to run out in front of no car and all that kind of foolish. All right? But I'm not scared. A lot of folks are scared about death. They're scared about depression and things like this. God is the overcomer. He is the overcomer which is within you. Therefore, you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. But the thing about it is you got to have something that overcome it with, and you overcome it by the word of God. You overcome it by the instruction of God. You overcome it by studying the word of God. A lot of folks, it's just like I said before, if an ambulance pulled up and it was according to how much word we ate, whether we be malnourished, a lot of folks, they be hooking us up to IV. Only time you hear some talking about word is when you turn the TV on. That's not studying. That's listening. And let me tell you something. It can go in one ear and out the other. When you sit down and go over this word line upon line, it will stay with you. Even as the same food, when you prepare food and you sit down at the table and you eat it, the food stays with you. The nutrients stay with you. God wants the word to stay with us so it can lead us into life. Because there's only two places. There's only two places. Now, we don't preach too much hell, you know, and hellfire and all, but it's only two places. God going to deal with his enemies. And God says death is the last enemy. That nature is going to be thrown into hellfire with the beast and the false prophet, that beast nature, that Adamic nature that's going in there, all of that death is going in there, natural, all that's going in the lake. So if you are attached to it, you're going to go with it. Not the day of salvation. 18, it says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all the condemnation, even so by the righteous one, by the righteous act of one, the free gift came unto all men for justification of life. In other words, every man now has the opportunity to receive life.
Amen.
Everybody. It don't matter, once again, how old or how young you are. Jesus has made the way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He is the life that we're seeking. He's that good life. Now, I know a lot of folks think good life means talking about money and cars and possessions, but those things are temporary. A lot of folks are going to call it, the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You're only going to be down here for approximately 70 years, man. Bible says 80 by reason of strength. You'll see a couple that'll go up into the hundreds. You know, I look at Channel 4 and my man will get on there and he'll talk about somebody's 104 over here in Kentucky. You don't see too many living that much longer. Meantime, you've got to deal with one who was around before the cosmos was created, before the stars were in space, the one who set the galaxies in order, and the sun that we see every day. He's the one that ignited it by his word. We have to deal with him who is eternal, and he has eternal consequences. Everything that's a part of him is eternal, and it's going to exist somewhere eternally.
Man.
So once again, the choice is up to 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many or of the many or all were made sinners or constituted, came to be sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. God has made us righteous. Those who have accepted him as their personal Savior, we have the life of God in us, influencing us, leading us, guiding us into the truth, into how to walk the path of righteousness. Before he set it down, he came down here. That's why Jesus came down. Jesus came down to save us. Jesus came down to set the pattern of life for us, how we should walk. He said, I do nothing but what I hear from my Father. Through the Spirit of God, God was listening. Jesus was listening to his Father, and he set that pattern in the earth. So now that we, when we get saved, we have a direct connection to Jesus with access to the Father. Why? Because we follow the same path of righteousness that Jesus followed. That's how we do. That's how you do it. You got to follow Christ. Come on and give God some praise. We're almost done. Right. 20th verse. Moreover, the law in it. In other words, God condemned the sin. Then the law came in on top of it to really blow it up. In other words, so that you can't make no mistake. A lot of folks, you know, we think we're fooling somebody with our actions, especially subtle actions. And I'm not talking about smoking, drinking, none of that. I'm talking about how we deal with folks. We like to play little games with people. You know, somebody new show up in church and they get to acting, and so we act like they've done something wrong. They ain't did nothing. They come in here trying to do something for God. But we play the game with, we make them think that they did something wrong. We vex people. Why? Because that nature's in there. It's still in there. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with the nature. So the law entered that the offense might be multiplied. In other words, so it's really blown up. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. In other words, the grace of God helped me overcome. When I make a mistake and I go to God and say, Lord, I messed up. Yeah. Right. And I do it. Ain't no faking because I'm a pastor. Thoughts go through my mind. Situations happen on the job where folks get to acting crazy. You want to deal with it. Yeah. They don't do, oh, no, you know. No, that don't happen like that. Right. Somebody has a bunch of nonsense on the job, and you want to knock them in the head. But you can't do that. You can't act that way. You have to work that. You have to ratchet that down. Yeah. How you do it is by the word of God. Because guess what? Man, somebody do something to you, you know, if they did something to you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know at 8 o'clock at night, you can still be thinking about that?
Yeah.
Go to bed and die on that. And guess what? You can end up. Why? Because your mind is thinking about hateful things. That's why the Bible says we're to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus, who was the creator of all things, came down here in human form, humbled himself. He humbled himself unto the time of that age. He didn't know anything more than anybody else. He limited himself to that age back there thousands of years ago. And walked by the knowledge that he received from his Father to treat all men right. The two laws, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what that takes care of all the laws in the book when you do those two. That's what Jesus said. That's what we do. So 21. Now we know that grace did much more abound. So that sin reigned unto death. Even so, grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ Jesus talks about him now on the other side, the resurrected Christ, the one who has now have the name above every name. Why? Because he completed his mission that the Father set him to do. Now he has that name above every name. Now I can call upon him when I get in trouble. When folks get to tripping, I call on Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what I do. I go to prayer and call on Jesus. Why? Because like I said, otherwise you'd be reading about somebody. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right quick, and then we're almost out of here. Back in 84, I'm telling my age, I'm working at Hudson, and we were converting this system in the over the clothing, new tickets, and we were doing it faster than everybody else. I was teamed up with these two Caucasian ladies. We were doing it faster than everybody else. The people from Minneapolis were coming in. Then you guys are acting, man. You're really on the ball. Okay? So it comes review time. Comes review time. Well, they get great reviews.
Oh, no.
Me, she tells me, you're not good enough. She didn't say you work. She said, you.
Oh.
And she just happened to be Caucasian. I got about 6 hours sleep that weekend. Sleep for 2 hours, and I thought about this woman told me I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Monday morning, I went in there. And I don't know if y'all ever seen Hulk Hogan when he used to enter the ring and they got that music playing and he hit the what's his name, and that's why I was gearing step in that stock room and and I started to tear my clothes off up here because I'm looking for her. I'm gearing to let her have it. But God had me running to my co-worker. And she said, her name was Ernie. She said, boy, what's wrong with you? I ain't never seen you look like that. I began to spill out all that was in me and got that out. From that point on, I never allowed that to get back in there like that. If I would have seen that woman, I'll be honest with you, I probably wouldn't be here. I'd probably be in jail.
I know.
People can push your butt.
Yeah.
That's why the Son of God came, so when folks can push the button, you can ignore
them. Amen. Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. That's what it's all about. He just gave us a righteous acquittal. Okay? Go to 8:1. Go to Romans 8:1. We almost done. Don't say it no more, Pastor. Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation. There is no death sentence to them which are in Christ Jesus. You want to stop right there? Amen. Come on, give God some praise. There is now, therefore, now no death sentence unto us because we have taken on Christ. We allow him to lead us and to guide us into all truth. The Bible says the justified shall now live by faith. We can't live it perfect. Okay, we're not going to be perfect. But we can be mature in the things of God. We can be a grown-up and learn about the things of God because there's more to it, and I'm going to say, please don't be too critical. There's more to it than Jesus walking down the Sea of Galilee.
Right. Amen.
There's more to it than that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he just sent the Holy Ghost back in, and he's just sent instructions for us all so we can all get along, no matter what culture or what race, whatever. We are his race now because we've all been baptized into one body, and like Pastor Hart used to say, that makes me your brother or your sister, whether you like my looks or not.
Yeah.
Come on and give God some praise. Everybody say it. So just remember, when those thoughts and ideas that word of God come to you. They come. They're going to come because he's in there. He's in there. He's active. He's a perpetual motion machine. He don't know how to shut down. That old nature does not know how to shut down. You have to shut him down.
Come on, come on.
You have to kill him. You have to crucify him. Put him to slow death.
Yes, yes.
That includes those thoughts of suicide, depression, all of those things. They are in the man. And they come to manifest themselves to destroy him. But God has come to give us life. Come on and give God some praise. Thank you, everybody here. Lord God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory.
Yes,
by one man,
yes,
death reigns, but by another man, life reigns. And healing and abundant life, Lord God, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made. And that life, Lord God, that eternal life, it manifests itself in all of your creation, Lord God. Let that life flow in the person, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Encouraging them, letting them know that this death is not a part of them, Lord God, but life is a part of them, Lord God. Eternal life, Lord God, that you want them to live, Lord God. You want them to have love and have joy and have peace and have happiness, Lord God. You can bless us with the life that you have given us, Lord God, and then lead us into eternal life, Lord God. Lord God, I speak against that mindset, Lord God, that would seek to destroy, Lord God. You came to give us life, Lord God. Lord God, and we have that abundant life, Lord God. Let that life manifest, Lord God, through your word. Lord God, let us have a hunger for the word as never before, Lord God. Lord God, that we might please you, that we might live by faith, Lord God. Lord God, we're going to make mistakes, Lord God, but you're not going to leave us nor forsake us. Lord God, you're going to put us on that right path, Lord God, and we're going to grow up in you, Lord God. We're going to mature in you, Lord God. And we shall not break rank, Lord God, but we shall form on you. You are the head and we are the body. Lord God, you flow into us, Lord God, and we flow back up into you, Lord God. We thank you for that life, Lord God. We thank you for that new life, Lord God, that everlasting life, that encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. It's offering time. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask those who would stand with me for an offering.